Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined today by the ever-continuing, I like to call it the ASAP Weekly 5-Year Anniversary Parade. It's not something I planned, but now it's kind of become that thing, and we have a very special guest, the one, the only, Flux. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for having me.
Are you feeling good? Are you first time on the show, right? I think our pre-show kind of went well. So I'm not going to ask you if you're nervous, because I feel like maybe that like warmed you up, got you ready for the main show here.
Yeah, the nerves kicked in again, but you know, I'm ready because, you know, again, I love Rock League.
You heard that intro, you're like, nah, this is he's not the same human, all right?
Exactly, man.
And this is what I imagine.
The nerves are there.
Jimmy Fallon, right, or whatever. I just imagine like you talk to him in the back room, and then you go on his main show, and you're like, this is an act. He talks and laughs at everything I say. What is going on here? You know,
exactly, man.
So yeah, we're continuing our victory show. Flux, you're actually, as a guest, because of the way that these two episodes are gonna be timed, I'm actually gonna tell you the guest you're following, okay? And the guest you are following. The episode, it's gonna be a 1-2 hit, right? Just because we missed last week, so it's gonna be nice. There's two episodes coming out this week, which is nice for you, actually, because that means if you want an episode, you're gonna get an episode, but none other than Aruk, exactly. You know it.
He's
there. It is.
That's my competition. It's his first time on the show too, right?
It is not his first time, so you actually have an edge. There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that gives me an edge.
Listen, you have nothing to prove, right? But no, we had, and then a couple weeks ago, like the parade, we had so many guests on, right? I feel like for my Patreon here, so we had awesomeness, right? We had so many guests going, so it's like, oh, this is now kind of just become a thing. This is what we're doing, and I'm actually really pleased that you're here, because I think what I've really enjoyed, all right, is the fact that over the last, I don't know how much time I would say, but your participation in the esports discussion like section of our Discord is just amazing, and I really appreciate it. I think it adds actually a lot to this like ever continuing. I don't know. Like I think for me, it's like what my like effort that I put in into the Discord specifically, into the community. When it came to those kind of things, like engaging with the channels and like doing like the community nights and stuff, it's like that hasn't really been there for the last year and a half. And it's just really cool that like this esports discussion thing has become its own thing, and you guys just like talk about random stuff there, and I'm just really happy for it.
No, and I attribute it to you guys, you know, the podcast, because otherwise I wouldn't. I don't really like share my thoughts on Reddit, and Twitter is just a whole thing. I think having a good little group that loves Rocket League and loves talking about it, I think it's a good place to post your ideas or your thoughts on things. And your podcast kind of made that possible for a lot of us. And posting about it is just because we're all invested. We like the game. So, and so thank you for actually giving us the place to get together and talk about something we actually all love.
Oh my God, I feel so vain with this returning tour because I'm getting so many thank yous, and I'm like, I swear I didn't intend this just to fish for compliments, you know?
it's deserved, man. It's well deserved.
Speaking of compliments, I would like to compliment some people here right off the bat, and that is our patrons. So let me thank Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast Paint, and Young Slug. There you go. Thank you so much for your continued support. So Flux, you're on the show. And I think the first thing that we'll get into, and this is the thing that I was like, I think maybe the most excited for is one. Let's start with this. How did you hear about the community? Right. And then, as well, how did you kind of get into Rocket? What's your Rocket League journey per se?
All right. So I think they're kind of connected. Maybe the podcast came a little after, but
usually the way it goes, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Very true. I don't think people look for a podcast and then get into a game, but yeah, you're right. But I did start the game, but I really wanted a racing game, and the traditional racing games were pretty boring to me. I liked Mario, but seemed pretty boring to me. It's not that boring. It's just repetitive. It's, you know, I don't know. I wanted something new. And then I watched this, and this is where another little addition to the game I want, which, you know, they just added Lightning McQueen. We'll talk about that if you want, but I really want this car. I watched the movie Speed Racer.
Oh, amazing.
And I just fell in love with the racing and the way the cars flipped and moved. It was like, this is what I need. And I looked up Speed Racer on the PlayStation Store and Rocket League popped up. So I looked up some videos and I kind of saw what it was, and that's how I got into it. But I got into the esport and the podcast side because I wanted to get better at the game. So I looked up how to get better at Rocket League on YouTube, and a bunch of the RLCS season 1 and season 2 videos came up from, like, because that's all I think there was. So it was back in 2017, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And 2016, I don't know. But I watched those, and from there I learned everything I could. So I went to the next media of information, which was podcasts, and I looked up Rocket League podcasts, and to my surprise, you guys were there, like the only, I think at the time, the only Rocket League podcast.
Our timing was impeccable, it seems, for you to have.
Perfect. It was a great community. It just stuck right away.
I mean, I'm just overjoyed that you did happen to find us, because could have gone a lot worse, honestly. I think one of the other things as well, is to me it seems like there's, I don't know about you, right, but it seems with our community there's certain names that I think a lot of people have heard, right? But for you specifically, there's part of me that feels like if someone hadn't been, what's the word, kind of in the actual Discord itself, right? I don't know if they've necessarily were as likely to have heard of you, right? Is that a fair statement to say? Am I off base here?
No, that's fair. I was pretty involved in the community when I came in, but I fell off once. I'm not gonna lie, I love the tournaments, but someone kept winning them, and I got really sad. I got really upset. I was like, no, I can't. So I just stopped going to them. And I'm not gonna lie, I
know we stopped tournaments anyway, right?
Yeah, you guys did, but you know, I felt like a little bad because I did like sign up for some and I didn't go, and I was like, ah, because you know, I saw the people were gonna win, you know.
Yeah.
But it was more on me. I did get to meet, I think, Ty. I talked to him a bit, and then Paint was a homie back then, but I don't know if he's still on. And Allies, I love Allies.
Yeah, Allies. But... Allies, actually, Wabs and Allies, we all live like in the same city now. So really? we're actually planning to get together at some point.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think Chaos and Cursor, those were the main ones I remember. But yeah, I don't feel too bad about not being known in the community. I like where I am. I like sharing my thoughts on the esports and the game in general.
There you go. No, and I think maybe that's the cool thing, is like, as we're doing this kind of fifth year anniversary parade that I've now dubbed it, we're getting a lot.
I like that, by the way.
What, that it's a parade?
Yeah, what you dubbed it, you know, it's a 5-year anniversary. That's really
there
nice.
There you go.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, we're
along with Rock League, you know.
But so yeah, I think to for me especially, I'm just really happy that we're at a point kind of in our podcast, right, where we've been doing this for so long, and this is actually giving us an opportunity to kind of share some of our community, right? Some of the community members that I feel like have been apart for a long time, right? I don't know when you joined. I do remember your name popping up. I do remember that when we started those tournaments. I do remember, yeah, it's so funny because like some of those, like especially like early tournaments with Combo and stuff, like to me it's all a blur at this point. Like it's like a lifetime ago. Like I remember it happening, but like I don't know if that makes sense, but
no, yeah, it feels long. I do remember Combo. I forgot about him for a bit, but yeah, I liked Combo too.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, so this is just a brief intro so this is Flux. There you go. There's some ideas. In the pre-show, I was like, hey Flux, since it's a pre-show, let's not talk about Rocket League. And Flux right away was like, yeah, but like that's what I want to talk about. So
I love Rocket League. Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I'm happy to hear from you. We're gonna have a lot to kind of get through, I'm sure. Maybe the big, maybe the big thing we can probably start with. I think we'll start with some gameplay, right? Because I think there's a lot we can talk about when it comes to, what's it called? When it comes to esports, I think that'll be like the main thing. But I want to kind of ask you a little bit about where you're at currently. So like what rank you are, what's your kind of mindset when you're playing the game, those kind of things. Okay, so let's start with that.
All right, so rank, this season I kind of haven't played rank. That's like my little form of protest to the game, but I
think we'll get into that too, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's put that up.
Thank you. Anyway, but last season, to be fair, I'm always GC. I like to just have GC rewards. I don't like, it's not that I don't like, but it's really stressful to push to the GC2 or GC3. And I think I could do it, but it's just not worth my time. I don't get anything from it. I don't get new rewards. I just get the satisfaction of me being in GC2. But that's why I don't really try. I like GC1. I like the players that are there. But as far as how I play the game or how I see the game, as far as gameplay, I'm not going to lie. I started as Gibbs fanboy. I love sitting in net. And I think that just stuck. So I'm more of a back rotation player. I don't shoot too much, if I'm being honest. That's why I suck at flip resets. I suck at the fancy stuff. I could do I'll get the flip reset and I'll hit it anywhere it goes. I'm not aiming. So it's just fun to me. So right now it's at a fun pace, since I'm also not playing competitively. I'm just playing the game casually.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's really cool, actually, because sometimes, like, we'll have guests on and we'll talk about, like, generally Rocket League, but it's interesting when someone, like, they themselves see themselves as kind of the back post rotator. And I would even argue Wabs for the longest time was that, like, naturally fit into that role. But then when he was actually the captain of the Rocky Sports B team, he actually had to become the more aggressive one because all his teammates were so passive, and they just needed someone to kind of go for it more. So it's interesting. It's interesting kind of to hear that perspective. Okay, well, you know me, and I like kind of flowing with where the topic goes. So I will actually give you also a spoiler, and anyone who's listening to this probably has listened to the a Rock episode. But he also talked about trading. So how about you talk about trading? Let's do it. Ooh. Let's get on that bandwagon because you're saying, yeah, you not playing ranked is your mini protest here.
Right. Okay. So, as far as the trading, I didn't participate much in it. If I was trading, I was mostly giving things away because I don't care about items too much. But when I heard of the news, it did still kind of like get me a little upset or a little like slighted me a little bit because of the community that does trade and likes doing it. And I don't know, it's a core part of the game, especially because a lot of games started taking trading off because of the aspect of the company wanting to make more money off the stuff. So it's having a game where there's trading, it was a big part of Rocket League, and having that removed, it kind of hurt. So even if I didn't take part of it, so that's not why I'm protesting, too.
Oh, sorry. I was mistaken. I thought I was leading this properly. Apparently, I'm misinformed. I haven't been reading the esports Discord channel enough. Or no, I think I did read the full thread, like the full like thing, you know, the crazy thing you guys went on.
Right,
I think there was so much that I must have literally forgotten what you guys were on. But yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, so the trading thing, it was the little push over the edge. I will give it that. But in general, it was the communication. That's what it came down to, because we were talking in the esport chat, and that's pretty much what it came down to. It was the communication that I was upset with, because I think it was last year, like I think to the date, that they said that they were going to be communicating more on each update. It wasn't just going to be a big updates they'll be communicating. They said they were trying to communicate more, and obviously they've done nothing. And that's the main point. And the whole additions of the adding cosmetics, like it was fun at one point, like, oh, this is so cool. The Rocket League's growing. They're partnering with F1. They're partnering with all these huge entertainment names and everything. But it was literally just money grabs. There was no new hitboxes. There was no new maps. There was no new game modes. There was nothing. So it was just like they were just grabbing money and like as much as they could. It just felt bad in hindsight, you know, because at the moment it was awesome. Like, come on, the game's growing. I'm gonna give it that. But I think at some point it was a trading point. You know, that's where it kind of hit it. You know, and that's when I think the community even saw that that they aren't paying attention. That they don't want to give us updates. They don't want to give us anything. So the whole UE5, that's another thing that, you know, they promised it, and there's no updates about that either. That's also why it was a protest. You know, but the trading is, I'll give it to them. It was a big part. It pushed me over the edge, but overall it was a communication why I'm protesting.
Do you feel like and this is that weird thing where I think I like the fact that you're so willing to be like, yeah, I'm gonna try a little thing, I'm not gonna buy anything anymore, blah blah blah, because it's like I'm not gonna play ranked, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna try to make this game feel it in the small way I can, because I think a lot of people, other people are just defeatist and they've given up on it, you know what I mean? They went the full other way. So I kind of respect the fact that you're like, nah, I actually really love this game. I just want this to be, you know, I want them to find ways to resolve this, you know?
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement there? Yeah.
Oh, definitely, man. Like, you nailed it. Because the reason why I'm really protective over this game, why I, like, quote unquote, love it, is because it's unique, you know? There's been some cool racing games, some cool car ball games that try to copy it, but the physics and the randomness of it, that's what makes it, I think. There's no carbon copy game that you'll have, you know? And I think that's what makes it exciting and new every time you play, even if they don't add new maps, you know, which I think that's why they haven't been doing anything, because they know that it's a very powerful game at its core. But
if the question is like, is it just a bunch of programmers actually working on UE5, or is it we're gonna do the bare minimum now just to keep this game afloat, right? Like, is that yeah, what do you think what do you think of those two options? It is or is it a third option?
Okay, recently I've been more to the fact that they are going to release UE5 because the whole racing, I think Fortnite is using Rocket League, but I think they're using each other. Let's put it that way. Fortnite is using Rocket League for their little mini game racing mode, which I think will be successful. And I kind of changed up on it because of the whole Speed Racer thing. Watching Speed Racer and thinking about a Rocket League racing mode kind of got me excited. I'm not going to lie. but that, I don't want to think too much about it, because that'll get me too, it'll get me too hyped up, and I don't think it'll be that. But anyway, I think Fortnite is using Rocket League for their mini game. They're using the same assets. That way, Fortnite won't have to waste more money on cars or whatever the heck. I think they're going to just pick up everything, put it into Fortnite, and do their own game mode. They aren't going to do much with Rocket League. I don't even think Rocket League has gotten any updates, which is why I'm still upset that we haven't gotten anything. We've just gotten those rumors that, oh, racing mode. But really, the racing mode for the state of the game now doesn't look viable. So what I'm thinking Rocket League is using Fortnite is with their addition of the racing mode. They'll be using the UE5 there. It's not going to be crisp, but I'm pretty sure they'll be testing it. I just don't think they'll have it ready, but I still have the hope. I just, it's iffy right now. It's iffy. But I think they're using each other in some way. There's just no way Fortnite's just eating up Rocket League. Rocket League's too big.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. We're here on ASAP Weekly. We're fans of rants, and I feel like we give you the opportunity here a little bit to go on your rant. Yes. So I'm very happy with that. Okay, with that, I think maybe it's time. Okay, maybe it's time for us to transition to the thing that I think I feel like bringing you on is going to be the strength of it is going to be the esports content. Now, before we kind of get into a lot of things that are happening in NA, there's a lot of updates, which I don't know how much research I'm going to do to actually go through all the updates. Maybe I'll just let Flux say whichever ones he wants. But maybe the first thing I want to talk about is, how did you get into specifically? You said you were trying to get more competitive, but how did you really find a team or kind of get into the esports part of it?
Find
a team to cheer for, like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I did mention that I looked up Rocket League. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, and that's where I found RLCS.
I just want to frame this. I think there's a lot of people, especially I think in our community, that have a hard time kind of getting into the esports part, because they're like, how do I even choose a team and all those things, right?
No, okay, that's fair. Because I understand that, because I wasn't even into esports when I got into Rocket League. So I think it was just a... Ooh, that's tough, because if you really like the game, I think it'll be easier to transition into their esport. But weirdly enough, I'll probably use another example if we want to get people into esports. I watched the Red Bull OG Dota. It was have you heard of it?
The OG Dota or
no, the team OG. They're a Red Bull team that plays Dota.
Got it.
And I watched a little documentary. You don't probably even need to watch a documentary. You could just go back to the actual International, which is what their Worlds is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really inspiring seeing a group of kids get together. They've never played together. They got together probably like a month before the Worlds. And with their strengths of the game and their love of the game, they kind of just got together and won that thing. And they had never played. And it was just really inspiring. And me being a gamer, actually a lot of gamers listen to this since, you know, it's a podcast about gaming. So being a gamer, it's just, it's inspiring. It's not like, oh, maybe I could do it. But it's just like, there's people that love this game, that like live for this game. It's not a very like unhealthy obsession, right? It's just something, it's a hobby. It's along with a hobby, I think, that you love or that you like watching or doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's, I think that's how you get into an esport. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie, but I think that's how I got into Rocket League as well. I really like the game. And once I clicked on the first videos of even the season 2 RLCS, seeing what these pros were doing with the cars and moving, it just showed so much personality and skill with the car in a game. It was just like everyone moved different. It wasn't just like a click button and you'll do the same animation and it'll do the same thing. It was just different all around. And I love that. It was exciting as well. You know, shout out to the casters, you know, I love the casters back then too. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to a lot of the Rocket League community, esport community, RLCS. It was a hard game to get into because of the skill that you needed to actually know and not do, but you needed to know what they were doing in order to see and enjoy the competitive aspect of the game.
No, for sure. And I think maybe that's it, right? Maybe cling on to that. Okay, let's get into the actual esports here. Flux, let's start with the break. What do you feel about the six months? I think it's, is it 6 months? Is it a 6 month break? Four months? 5 months?
3 months, right? 3 or 4?
I think it's definitely at least 4. Yeah. I feel like it's at least 4 months. What do you feel about the break, Flux?
Okay, well, it's pretty much my first thought. It's pretty funny, but my first thought was UE5. Mm-hmm. Even before any drama came of it, once we heard the break, I think that was my first thought, UE5, because they needed the time. And I think the buildup of the news since the past year, it was like just really exciting. So I think that was my first thought. But then I think Ty mentioned it, or I don't know, but they mentioned that they're most definitely probably doing this for the RLCS revamp to start it on the first year, on the first month. So,
and then so it ends in like October and November, essentially, every year.
So it'll be like a little cleaner. I think it'll follow suit to some esports. They kind of like to start at the
league, right?
Yeah,
League's the biggest example where it's the idea of it is every year is a new season, right? They can just call it RLCS, 28? Like it'll be a little cleaner too. You won't have like the dash title, right? You'll just do 2024, and that would just
definitely. Be... I was looking back at some of their videos. It looks so ugly. The 2021, 2022 season is just. I like that. I like that theory that they're just revamping it. But come on, 3 months of nothing. So I was like, they're doing this all for the racing mode. Then like they're getting us ready. but then you know, it was just. There was no news. There was nothing to be hyped about. I saw.
What about community tournaments? Are you a fan of the community? You're like, it's not enough for me. The salt mine and all that.
It was cool. Like I like watching those, but I got those. I got those sprinkled in during the season. You know, that was cool too. You know, now I'm just getting them like all together. Like it was fun, but. Like it didn't feel as competitive as the RLCS scene. But
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But, you know, it's still fun. It's nice to watch. I'm not running to it, you know. But after that, I knew they weren't going to do the racing mode. It wasn't all for the racing mode. You know, that sucks. What a dumb thing. Like, why would they do that? They're wasting time, money. No. So, I just came back to the conclusion that they're doing UE5 along with the revamp. That's just...
You're still there. That's your copium. Heavy copium here. Oh, my goodness.
I'm with Wabs. Come on. He has the copium with me. He wants me to put this out there. We're getting UE5.
Oh my goodness.
It's around the corner, guys.
I already have a title for this episode. You've inspired me. But with that in mind, okay, I think maybe should we get into the quote unquote leaks, not leaks, the secret sauce in our Discord channel here.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, so esports discussion. Is that weekly esports discussion? I don't know who posted this, but this was current state of NA. I'm a little bit confused by some of this stuff. Should I cross-reference this with the Liquipedia? Maybe I'll do that. Yeah. Give me two seconds here.
It was Ty who posted this.
Yeah, so like sometimes with like Ty posting it, I'm never sure what I should or shouldn't get into. So I think maybe we'll start with the Liquipedia, and then if there's any of this stuff confirmed on there, we'll go through it. So look at all these events here. Okay, I'm in the Liquipedia. I am going to transfers. Okay. Hey, listen. Let's start with the most recent one. G Sosa and Corrupted G no longer in KOI. That happened. What? Any reactions to that or not really?
Does Koi exist still? Or are they in those?
I think they're just inactive. I think it's just it's just one of the things. It doesn't exist anymore. There you go.
I know that the ones who got dropped are probably in teams according to Ty.
Let's get into it. Cheese, do you see Cheese here? Apparently, yes. Going to a ghost. That's mm-hmm. the we're gonna call all these rumors. How about that? We're gonna
that's
stick
fair.
With everything's like a rumor here. Ty didn't tell any of us this. Everything's a rumor.
It wasn't Ty.
It wasn't Ty, guys. No. It was actually, we don't know who it was. We actually don't know who dropped this. So there you go. we're not privy to that information. So apparently Cheese is in Ghost now. Okay, so there you go. And then we got Sosa. Is Sosa in here anywhere? I'm not seeing Sosa.
No. Sad days.
There it is. Corrupted G. I'm not saying Corrupted G. So we really just Cheese is the only update we have is that our undisclosed source is that Cheese has moved to Ghost. There you go. Ghost is a funny team now, eh? Like to me it was always that kind of weird underdog team that was, I think, like Dark Horse was always like what I thought of Ghost, you know what I mean? And then now they've had so many changes to their lineup that I don't even know what to think of them anymore.
Yeah. Oh my god. I agree. I really liked Andy for a long time, especially because of his 1v1s. So, and Cheese is really good. I really like that he also got a spot after the rest of the team dropping. Toasty, he's been a part of a lot of teams that I've seen him in a lot of teams, and they don't usually do too great. I'm not attributing it to him, but I haven't heard good things. Maybe he's Cheese and Andy will level him up, but I have to see more on Ghost. But I like Cheese and Andy.
There you go. Is there any, like, as we're going through this, it's always when we're talking about these teams, is there any like particular thing about these players that stands out from what you remember? I know it's kind of hard. There's gonna be a lot of names here, so if maybe I'll open it this way. If there happens to be players that you feel like throughout this, as we go through, there's a particular play style or like another thing that's interesting about them. Just mention it. I think that'll be good for our listeners to know. We have Flame becoming a coach. We have Fireburner becoming NRG's coach. So interesting. That's funny. That's
I guess he's
funny.
Back. Yeah,
he's back, baby.
Is he back for a reason? Is that the real question?
Let's see the Twitter here. We have more than one. Right. There's more NRG Rocket League. There is. Okay, we're gonna talk about NRG in a second because there's a lot here with NRG. Yeah. But I'm gonna go chronologically from the last. You know what I mean? Like from the most newest to back. All right. Or at least on this Liquipedia thing. LG. So this is Luminosity. We got Reddles, and this confirmed Reddles Magic Bear Chicago. Whoa.
New org and a great team, I think.
LG is a good org. Like LG, well, good. I'm not gonna say LG is at least a known org. I think that's maybe in the esports scene, like been around forever. And so that part to me is really exciting. And yeah, Reddles, Magic Bear, and Chicago, bruh.
Yeah. So I like
Chicago
to...
confirmed. Sorry, I don't even know if Chicago's confirmed.
I actually don't know.
You've heard it here first.
Yep.
We break all the news here.
I like Reddles and Magic. Who did they have before? They had AJ, right?
LG or no? With them, you mean like the duo there? Oh boy, it's been a minute. I feel since
I think it was AJ.
Is AJ? Okay.
And, yeah. We'll see. I liked old, what was it? They were Optic. Yeah, I liked them because of how aggressive they were. Reddles and AJ, they were so aggressive. And Kago, he was good, but I didn't really think he was the most aggressive in G2. Or was he? I think Atomic was, but maybe I'm mistaken because Atomic was...
Atomic was weird because I believe his playstyle kind of changed a little bit when he was on a... When he got traded into that team,
right? That's
like it was like a weird. And then I also get really confused with Atomic because I believe there's an Atomic in EU and NA, and that just messed with my brain.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, I'm still on a potential on my list. LG, I like it though. Kago is really good, but they were really aggressive, and now I feel like they're gonna sit back a bit, but maybe they'll prove me wrong. I need to see more, but I like Kago finding Reddles. That's a good duo to me.
No, for sure. Okay, I've given up on the Liquipedia list. We're just gonna go here. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, G2, we got Atomic. All right, so the only one really sticking around here, BM and Daniel. I don't know much about BM. I don't know if you do, but Daniel, like, obviously, kind of splashing the scene, what, a year ago now at this point?
I think BM is Beast Mode.
Oh, it's Beast Mode. Okay, right, sorry. Yeah. Unconfirmed source. I'm getting a lot of crap for this.
put my face on it. I'll take it.
You'll take it? Okay.
Yeah, I post
this. This is esports by Flux, okay? Unconfirmed rumors, all of this. But no, that beast, okay. That is a team. I mean, G2, I don't know how G2 fans will feel, because like it's the only team in the scene that survived for so long together, right? And now just a completely different team kind of going into this new season. So I'm sure there'll be some fans that are excited, right? But it's kind of lost its soul. if I want to put it that way. To be fair, it was probably time, but there you go.
I think it's fair to say that probably JNaps was the soul of G2, like their play style. You know, I think
just the JNaps Chicago like mix, there was still something there, you know. There was
Chicago,
big partnership.
Hey, but I feel G2 is like the new SSG, I guess. Like they're up there with SSG, I think. They're not they'll still have their play style, I think, especially because they've been so consistent throughout all these years. I feel like they won't let go of that play style, but maybe they will. I don't know, but I have a lot of faith in them.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's a fun team. Then we got Gen G, which is apparently Jack, Chronic, and First Killer. That's an interesting mix. Once players, anyone, I guess?
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah, I like it. I like the ones aspect. I just don't like First. And I think a lot of people in the community are on this. Not maybe exactly because they love Gen G and Apjack, but First is just that little... He's had so many opportunities and he chokes, I think. Is that fair to say? Or am I being too mean?
I think... How do I say this? How do I even get into this here? I have a feeling that First is probably the most overhyped player of all time. And I mean that in the nicest way. I think for many people, he was the second coming of Scrub Killer.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense. And yeah. And I think that's where a lot of his extra opportunities came from. And he's now become. I think he's kind of in the position that, well, I'm just like, listen, if he's listening to this, I'm just gonna ruin his whole career here. But he's kind of become in the position that I think like Redos. And the boys with like old Pittsburgh was it Pittsburgh Knights, right? That whole thing, right? Where they were the up and comers, and then they became like kind of the established thing. And I think First is now just one of those like part of the established crew. And I think just the reality is there's players 3 or 4 years younger that are probably just as good as him at this point, right? There's no discernible difference. I think what you get. The big difference I think you get with First that you might not get with some of these more up-and-comers is now he has the experience, right, of playing in all these major tournaments. Right. And I think that will be his biggest bonus. But I think slowly you'll start to see that as First is on teams now, he will stop being the hyper carry. Like, I think he'll still be the hyper carry, but it might be... Like, he might just have players around him that are also hyper carries, right? So we wonder if he'll switch roles when those things happen, right?
Right. And I like that you kind of compared him to Scrub Killer, because I feel that First was at his best around that time, around the Scrub Killer times.
Like it was like Scrub Killer was the guy, and like First Killer was this next guy everyone was hyping up, you know?
Right. And it was a good competition, but he First wasn't on that team, or he didn't have that, I guess that he didn't reach that ceiling in 3v3 yet. So it just really sucks for him, because he was doing really good in ones. He showed out against the best ones players out there at the time, but he couldn't transfer that that playstyle or that knowledge into the 3v3, which obviously is very different, but still he had something and he didn't find it, you know. And now people saw, I think, that's another thing of Rocket League, especially in esports. The good players, when we see them, everyone's seeing them and everyone's looking at how good they are. Even pros, they're looking at how good people are getting, who's a new up-and-comer, who they should be worried about. And seeing First doing ones, how good he was, pros were probably getting their play styles. They were reading them, you know. Now First is probably as good as the best players, you know. He's falling off to me because we know how he plays. We know, I think I'm doing the stuff he is. I'm just kidding, but I feel like people know what he's doing now, and it's hard for him to kind of do his ones play style, like incorporate his ones play style, because we've seen it. And that goes for Justin, because he was in the limelight a lot and people read him. And I think it's fair to say that that's how a lot of pros fall off. They're seen by the wide audience and they're getting read. they're being studied. And I think that's why they fall off. It's not because they're starting, their love for the game is vanishing or anything. I think it's because people are getting better. They're getting inspired. It's actually a really cool thing to see. But hey, if Abjack and Chronic could pick up first, like they did with, who else was with App and Chronic?
Chronic and first Abjack, Chronic. You're saying Nolly. Before?
Nolly, right?
Nolly. Yeah.
Nolly was good anyway. We could talk about Nolly later. But okay, I believe in this too. Abjack and Chronic could holster up first and pick him up. You know, I think they could make him good again. I believe.
There we go. Okay, we're gonna keep going here. SSG is LJ, so that's help me out with these initials. Do you know off the top of your head? No. Okay. LJ.
I think that's just his name. It's LJ. Yeah.
Is it actually just LJ?
Yeah, oh, I think it's just LJ. Yeah.
The BM got me spooked. Okay. All right.
Good, man.
All right. Oh my goodness.
CRR is good too. Don't worry about that one.
Yo, literally, okay, literally on X or whatever, there was like a comment where like someone's like, what's with all these like casters or whatever, or, like people like trying to describe the game not knowing a clue what they're talking about. I literally responded with a meme saying that's us, or that's me, because like I'm like, yo, I have enough knowledge about the esports scene, but like I need people like Flux who are just in it, you know what I mean?
You guys really make it make sense though. I love the pod.
I'm the guy who dumps it down for the casual. There you go. But no, Hawks or Arsenal. This is a fun one, I think. You know, SSG's kind of keeping its heart with Arsenal there, and then we'll kind of see what happens. Yeah,
I felt bad that they were going to release Arsenal, but they kept them, so we'll see how that goes. I like it though.
Then we got. Okay, I'm gonna skip some of these here. Let's go to. I'm gonna go Shopify because that's a big one there. Parth, 2P, and Justin. Justin moving from NRG. How did this happen? What do you think? What are your thoughts here?
I actually really like it. Okay. I think I saw someone post about it saying it's like the most sought after twos duo for the most sought after free agent, and it was just a perfect pairing. I think they'll be a really good team.
Yeah, I think it's also like this might be the time where Justin can step out of some shadows, because like it's not that Justin was ever the worst, like he was usually the best mechanical player on a team, but I think he is now the biggest name, right?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
That's what we're going with. Dig, there's some unconfirmed ones, so we're not gonna go into that. Let's go into NRG then. Garrett, Frosty, Mist. I've always been a fan of Mist. This feels like, I don't know too much about Frosty, but I do like that, you know, Frosty, Mist, like there's a theme going there, you know. But this to me, if this team does very, very well, I'll be very happy. But it does feel like the hero team a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense.
It like makes it's, sense.
It's the team a lot of people I think are going to cheer for, but I don't necessarily have high hopes for doing very, very well. I think that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I need to see more of them, especially because I don't know who Frosty is, if I'm being honest. But we just have to see more of them. Garrett and Mist are pretty defensive to me. So hopefully Frosty's really aggressive.
There you go. Okay, I think we've kind of gone through most of the big ones here. Is there anything I'm missing here that you'd like to talk about?
Feels bad for Eris. That's it. I think Ty told us that he had a spot with who was it? M80, which is rumored to be AJ, Jorius, and Nas. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be AJ, Jorius, and Eris, but... Yo, he wanted to try out for NRG and SSG, according to some undisclosed sources. I mean, me. And apparently, this is the best.
This is like every time we've talked about esports, this is what I've wanted. Like, just it's like half truths, pure speculation. I love it. Continue.
Well, yeah, Aaron's just, he tried out and he didn't get the spots. And M80 said, you shouldn't have tried out. Bye. And that's how it went.
That's a tough luck. Tough luck. And then, okay, and the last things that I'd like you to talk about here. Cyclical retiring, which, you know, rise and fall of SSG, I guess. And then the whole bunch of orgs there, bigger orgs kind of moving out of the scene. And let's start with Cyclical. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I feel a little sad because SIP was that hope that I had in NA for like all of Season X, which was the COVID years.
Mm-hmm.
And
the COVID years sounds okay. This, I don't know if you get this reference, but the COVID years sounds like a remake of Saved by the Bell, you know, like that's what you hit me with.
Yo, starring Lazero and Flux.
And just us watching RLCS, us just like, oh my goodness. Anyway, continue.
All right, well, what was they saying?
Cyclical.
Oh, COVID years. Yeah. So the COVID years. Yeah. So just seeing SIP just popping off during those years, it kind of like it grew an attachment to me, and especially because he was with Arsenal, and Arsenal still like popping off, and I thought he was in competition with SIP, and now I feel like Arsenal is just a little. I feel like he's sad too because now he has his little ex teammate competition is not there like. And I think it's a sad for the scene, especially NA, since he was a really good player.
Mm. There you go. I agree. I think it's one of those tough things. I think this is probably a good time to retire for a lot of people, though, with that big break, right? If you're not on a team currently. So there you go. What do you feel about all the orgs that have left the scene in the last little bit? What are your thoughts on this kind of general exodus? So TSM, OG, FaZe, Na'Vi, Native.
And they need better accountants or something. I don't know what to tell them.
Yeah, you're telling me if you pay these players, you know, the six figures a year, it's not a viable thing.
Come on, like
I want players to be paid more, but like let's be very realistic, right? Any money that's coming in is not money from the esports scene; it's money from the game itself, right?
Yeah, that's true too. I feel like they. Esports is a shady business to be in, and being a player, you don't really pay attention to that, and I give it to them because otherwise my brain would not be in the game. But
you just kind of have to. You just kind of be able to be like, exactly. yeah.
But yo, let the orgs figure it out. This is why I also don't want franchising.
Mm-hmm.
Having these iffy orgs, like, no.
Okay, the counter argument would be like, if it was actually franchised, they wouldn't be able to lead because they'd be signed into contracts, right? And they'd be locked
touché.
In.
Touché. We'll see, because there was an argument for franchising, and I kind of liked that at one point, but the community changed my mind. I liked how we are now. I like the drama of teammates.
I just know the Overwatch scene. And I just it's like you need to have a stupid amount of success for franchising to work, right? And I
yeah, like that's true work. Too. Yeah. Hey, we're there, you know, Fortnite, we're, you know, Epic owns us, right?
Well, but like I have no idea. Like I actually genuine question, I don't know how Fortnite esports is doing, right?
Nah, we suck. Nah, we're nowhere near the top, I think. We're scratching the second place spot, I think. What is that? Like, we're not. No.
There you go. Oh, okay, we talked about so much of this. Flux, final thoughts. Anything you want to say about esports? Any kind of topic? This is your chance. What do you want to talk about? You're on the airwaves here.
Gosh. I mean, I kind of spilled everything I had at the moment, but...
See, I really want Flux to come on like after a big tournament. I think that would be a perfect opportunity. You know,
I love hearing the esports discussions with, like, who is it, Ty and Cursor?
Yeah, Ty, Cursor, Messi, all those guys.
Oh, yeah. Messi. Yeah.
Messi.
Yeah, I like hearing those. So if maybe they have room for one more, I will sit in the back and say some key points if they'd like me to. But I really like
listening to the show. All right. I really enjoy being in the background. Yeah.
I started off the episode with saying that I was in competition with Aruk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. I just want to say I love hearing everyone on the podcast. I don't even think I'll like this episode too much because of me. So there's no competition. You guys, I love hearing you guys. You guys are the show to me. So it's awesome even talking to you guys because I hear you guys while I'm working and everything. So, like, just, I love it.
And I love you for being on the show and helping us out this week and bringing in, I think, a lot of expertise kind of in this. Get everyone caught up. You know, we haven't really had a lot of esports talk in the last little bit, so I think this is a nice kind of roundup of where we are in November, kind of going to December, going to the January, where I'm sure things will pick up again. Flux, once again, thank you for being on the show. As the guest here, then, in our five year anniversary parade, we're at episode 245. What is your homework for the people?
Go watch the after movie for the Texas World Championship.
The after movie for the
Yes. It was well made. I think after RLCS Season X, the after movies were very much up to par. I really think they captured the best moments and the editing was well done. They did have NF in the song, which, you know, it's there, but...
Wait, what are you trying to say?
All right, look.
My boy NF catching strays right now? What's going on?
Look, shout out to NF, but, you know, he does not... It's not a Rock League anthem, man. Like, I don't think I'm listening to... I'm busting out NF to hit some flip resets. Like, no, like, no, man. But, yo, if it goes with the scene, sure. You know, no one's complaining.
You're saying child abandonment is, and, like, you know, tough, like, you know, inner demons is not the vibe when we're doing this.
Shout out to NF.
With that, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I appreciate you for being on here, and I hope you enjoyed being on here. I don't know.
Yeah, thank you for having me, actually. Thank you.
There you go. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Flux, enjoy your wonderful week, and let's keep it rolling. Peace! This is where you say bye.
Bye!
Can say
bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.